Phyllis White, Phyllis, PHYLLIS, date of birth is, or White is WHITE, date of birth is 9/27/1944. This is for date of service. 3/23/2022. Mrs. White is a 77-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 2 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in the 1980s. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, DVT, left breast cancer, status post radiation, and a stroke in 2017. For her diabetes, she is on the Humalog insulin. She's on the Medtronic insulin pump using Humalog insulin. She also takes metformin 500 milligrams once daily. For breakfast, she usually eats Boost or cereal or scrambled eggs and sausage. Lunch is usually cottage cheese and a fruit cup or Boost. Dinner is usually pizza, turkey or chicken, or spaghetti and hot dogs. She snacks on crackers or fruit. She walks her dog for exercise. She also has complications related to diabetic macular edema. Plan number one for her type 2 diabetes, at this point my recommendation would be to check a current hemoglobin A1C. Her last hemoglobin A1C dated 11/4/21 was 6.9%. I would like to place this patient on GLP-1 therapy and start her on low-dose Ozempic 0.25 milligrams once weekly, and I will adjust her basal rates to the following. She is on a Medtronic insulin pump using Humalog insulin, and her basal rates will be changed to midnight, 2.2 units an hour, 7 a.m., 2.5 units an hour, 12 noon, 2.5 units an hour, 5 p.m., 3.0 units an hour, and 10 p.m., 3.0 units an hour for a total basal dose of 61.4 units of basal insulin per day. Next number, we will recommend the insulin to carbohydrate ratio at 1 unit for every 6 grams of carbohydrates with meals, and continue the correction of 1 unit for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 140. Next number, continue metformin extended release 500 milligrams once daily. We will use this in conjunction with the Ozempic 0.25 milligrams once weekly. Next number, for her hypothyroidism, continue levothyroxine therapy. Next number, for her hyperlipidemia, check her current lipid panel. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.